Welcome back to another Behind the Group podcast. I am DJ Keo.
And I am Basil Barrington, and we are back with another film review. Today we are going to take a look at Damsel. This is a Netflix movie, original movie. IMDb gave it a 6.1. We have 50,000 reviews thus far, a 6.1. And I don't know about that 6.1. Anyway, this joint was starring Millie Bobby Brown. And, you know, there's a lot of talk about Millie Bobby Brown being the next Wonder Woman. And I'm like, she's like 5'3", dude.
Kinda young, man.
she's also 5'3", dude. She's like this short. She's like, I mean, come on.
I know she's like 21, but she looks like she's still 16. So I don't know. Like,
yeah, no.
I mean, I was like,
I was trying to figure out if that was the same woman from One Piece, you know. And I was just like, because she kind of looks like her, right?
Yeah, yeah. She's from Stranger Things.
Yeah, she's from Stranger Things. I watched a little bit of it, but not all of it. But yeah, she's from Stranger Things. Yeah. So this movie here, you told me about it. It was already on my list. You told me about it. You were like, yo, you checked it out, you know. And I was like, okay, I'll check it out. I watched it last night, and I was thinking that, oh, you know, this is one of those adventure joints, dragons. You know, I wasn't really sure about it. And I was you know, I'm just going to watch this, and then if I get tired, I'll finish watching it in the morning. But I actually sat down and watched the whole thing because it was interesting.
Yes, it's interesting. It's telling a different story.
Yes.
It's one of these movies where it gives you the impression that this is the basic, regular, yada, yada, yada. And I like that it was a different story. And I like that they tried something different. Like that's the thing that was a draw to me. Because like I heard reviews about it, and they were all flaming it, saying it was terrible. And I was like, all right.
Yeah.
I'll just check it out. It's on Netflix. I'll check it out.
Yeah.
And
I don't know.
I'm like, why are you flaming this movie? This movie's actually not bad. I'm okay with the storyline.
The movie was kind of dope, you know. And the other thing is the movie, man, it was just beautifully shot. This is what, for everyone out there, right? Because remember, you know, Jupiter's Legacy, I always bring that out, was $120 million to do the whole like 10 episodes, right? This was a $70 million budget, done well. CGI was awesome. There were some things that they built. I am not mad at this movie because I really had a good time. I enjoyed this movie so much.
I like the voice of the dragon. I thought she was awesome.
You know who that is?
You know who the voice of Jackie is.
I know who it was. When I heard it, I was like, okay. She probably
instantly,
has
it. I was like, oh, it's true.
I was like, what's the name of Shorin or something like that? But it's the woman from The Expanse, right?
Yeah.
And I immediately
boss
thought.
Lady, let's go.
When I immediately heard that, I was like, okay, she's probably sitting down in the mic room, cigarette in her hand, a little glass of cognac, you know, or a cigar, you know, just Black and Miles. She probably smoking a Black and Miles, you know, just like, and I was like, dude, I'm like, yo, you know what? And then you had Robin, what's her name? Robin White or, you know,
Robin Wright Penn from Princess Bride.
Yeah, huh? You
great
know, and
cast.
I was just like, and the House
cast
of Cards.
Was good.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It looked great. And, you know, I was reading some comments and someone said that this was predictable, right? And I was like,
I don't know about that.
I don't know about that. I didn't see any, like, first of all, I had no idea that there was not a sacrifice, but sacrifices, you know?
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. When he picked her up and threw her off the cliff, I laughed. I laughed as hell.
True. I was like,
oh my God.
I thought that. I was like, oh, well, this is a really weird way how they celebrate their weddings, you know? I mean, is he going to jump down there too, you know? And I was just like, wow. And then that's when, you know, things got really
real.
Cool. It got really real, you know? I mean, the whole blood thing, didn't know anything about that. But the dragon taught us. The dragon told us what that was all about. They figured it out, right? And I was just like, wow, this was like really cool. It was really sad that a father sold her out. He knew. The father knew what was going to happen. you know.
And he sat there all sad. Oh, don't talk about it. Like, oh, that right, father knew.
Yeah, but the stepmother, played by Angela Bassett, she was like, I'm going to get, you know, my stepdaughter, right? And she was like this. She even said, she said, I don't think you should do this. She said mm-hmm. that, didn't she? She told...
it's vibes, man. That's the black woman vibes right there.
Right. She's like, nah, you don't want to deal with these people, right? She was like,
don't trust these white people.
Yeah. I mean, dude, they were just like, they were throwing coins down. Man, it was like, at least, I saw at least like 40 bodies down there, didn't you?
That's a lot.
It was a lot.
So like, how many generations have been down there? Because you're supposed to knock out three for every generation, I guess, or something like that.
The prince was like, this is the third one, and then we can get let me kill your sister, then yeah, we like, can get married. Let me get up.
We can get married after, like, yo,
just like, are you serious? Oh, okay, go ahead and kill my sister, then we can get married. Like, are you serious? That was sort of like a comedic, like, you know, sort of moment there. But I thought the storyline was really dope. I thought like the dragon, you know, a lot of times you see these dragon type movies and the dragon is just kind of corny. You know, the CGI is weak and everything. Man, they really hit it with the CGI. Like I said, the movie was beautifully shot. It looked gorgeous. The storytelling, and that's another thing, right? The storytelling was on point. I kind of thought this here, and you tell me what you think. As I was watching it, and I was just like getting more excited as the time went on watching the movie, I was like, wow, could there be a sequel to this? Do you think there could be a sequel to this?
I don't know. Dragons flying with them, right? So I don't know.
Dude, I mean,
that's a spoiler for the end of the day, but like, the dragon was like,
we do spoilers here, dude. We do spoilers here. So, you know.
We don't care about it. We watch the show on your own time.
Right, exactly. You know, someone can tell me, like, about a movie start to end, I still want to watch it.
You know? Yes. If it's good, it's good. I don't care. Right,
exactly. Let me react to it. Let me react to the movie itself, not you just telling me. But, yeah, I was thinking, wow, man, this is, like, really awesome. It looks great. I love the fact that, you know, it's also a story of survival as well, because she was in a cave and
it was like she's in the wilderness and the plane crashed or something like that. Like, it's like you got to tough it out.
Yeah.
She's doing a mountain climbing. I don't think she ate any food, though. But, you know, she got cuts and bruises and burns. She got a lot of burns. Which those bugs helped out turn into sleep because she looked okay after.
That was pretty cool. Yeah, the fireworms.
Yeah.
Well, what do they call them? Gel worms or the fire worms or something like that. Yeah, but that was pretty cool.
What they call it. But like, it was the overall thing was interesting to me. Like, that's a good take for a story. Like, when you're watching it and you're like, wonder what's gonna happen next? Because it wasn't straightforward of like, okay, this is what's gonna happen. Up until like the end when she got back to the castle, I was like, okay, obviously dragon's behind her. But like, before that, I was like, where's this thing going? I don't know. Like, how's she going to get out of this? She gave the dragon a lot of damage. Right? She gave it a lot of damage. And on my end, when I was thinking about it, like if I directed the movie, I probably would have killed the dragon. Because you can't keep something like that alive.
Well, you know what? I'm glad you brought that up because I kind of like how this ended, you know, with, you know, she had the ability to kill the dragon with a, you know, with the sword, right? She did not. She used the same fire worms, or I should say glow worms, to heal the dragon. So the dragon was indebted to her, right? And I'm just like, and that's why I'm asking, like, if there's even a possibility of a sequel, because now that you have a dragon on your side, like, oh,
yeah,
you know,
she's thirsty. She's Game of Thrones right now.
Dude, this isn't, and you know what? It was, this is created by the Game of Thrones people.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, this isn't like Lassie. This is a dragon, dude, you know? So imagine now, it's just like, and that dragon burnt up that entire, like.
Yeah, the mountaintop is ashes, right?
Done.
They wrecked that mountaintop.
And that fire that dragon was spitting, it wasn't like a lot of times, you know, if you see old Godzilla movies and you see just the flame coming out and it's just flame. This was almost like lava. You saw that? It was like almost like a thick lava, you know? And I was just like, okay, wow, this is pretty cool, man. And one of the
like the visuals was good, like because it felt like this thing's dangerous.
Pretty dope, right? You know, and then I think one of the other cool parts was like when she actually thought she was about to escape and she actually saw sunlight and then she was just basically on the ridge, on the cliff.
And dragon's like, hi, not yet. You can't leave yet. Sorry, bro.
And then the dragon came into the hole, was like, boom. And the dragon was just like, it's so weird because like, first of all, like the dragon never gave its name. You know, I mean, if you had to give the dragon a name, what would you name the dragon?
Well, the dragon is very, very, very similar to the Hobbit dragon. It's very similar to the Hobbit's dragon.
Mavis.
Like just how it acted.
Would you call it Mavis?
Mavis?
Mavis, or maybe.
You gotta give it an old name, like movie or something. Like
Bertha or something like that. You know, it's just like.
Yeah, give it like the old 1960s name.
Exactly.
But like, so a lot of, they took a lot of stuff, like vibes from other entities or books or movies, whatever that. So the dragon is like very, very similar to Game of Thrones and very, very similar to The Hobbit, the movies for The Hobbit. And so like it was kind of like, it was familiar, but not really, because it's done different. And, you know, it's a whole different entity as far as a storyline, whatever. But like, I don't know, like it's interesting. That's the only word I can come up with about it, is interesting. Like, you wanted to see more.
Yeah.
And I wanted to see more about the storyline with what happened with this family that's the king and queen of this city or whatever the hell, that like castle or whatever. Like, what? How did this happen?
Right.
How'd you maintain it?
Well,
you've been doing, like, how many people did you get killed? Like, I want this information now.
They showed a little bit of that. They were jumping around and they showed that, you know, I guess her ancestors went into this cave and killed the three baby dragons.
We got the basics of the story. Mm-hmm. Like, I want more information.
Right.
Like, mm-hmm. I want Wikipedia on like the family lineage of how many people put down there. How'd you figure out? Like, we just throw some, grab some women from the city and just throw them
out. Right, like, right. How long have you been dropping, you know, because the other thing was like, when she, Elodie, when she was like just on the balcony and she looked down and there was another girl on the balcony, the first thing I thought was, that's his bride, right? I was like, that's his bride.
Yeah, instantly I was like, oh, okay.
You know,
you're just a 2-4 right now.
I didn't know what was going on. And I was just thinking like, maybe this guy just marries a bunch of like women and whatnot, you know, and he just has them and he's like
Rick
really
James, man.
Gorgeous, like, you know, the bedroom, her room was gorgeous. I was like, wow, look at this bedroom, right? And so it turns out that, you know, he killed her first. And then
he knocked her out first, and she's second. No, she's supposed to be third. She's number three. She's third.
Right. And then she No, listen, when she escaped and she came, he was about to get married to number three. She ran away and then the queen was like, No. I know what I'm doing. She went and got Flora. She went and got Flora and then stabbed the stepmother, right? Like, didn't stab her, like, you know, just she went and got Flora.
Okay. We have to talk about this. Elodie left her stepmother stabbed up on a mountaintop with no horse. And she just peaced out. She's like, I'm going to go save the day. Like, your stepmother's screwed right now. Like,
The stepmother said go. The stepmother said go.
I know that, but like, the stepmother should have died on the mountaintop. There's no way she survived that.
But she said, the stepmother said, I'm okay. It wasn't like a deep stab. It was just like a, don't play with me. So yeah, I was just like, okay, this is still, it was pretty cool. You know, so, you know, that would be an excellent like sequel. Like, how did this like kingdom get started? And, you know,
you do a prequel or something like that.
Yeah, like, something okay, like that. Right. You know, it's just like, okay, this is how it started, right? And I think the casting for this movie was awesome, dude. I think it was just awesome.
Casting was pretty good. You got Angela Bassett, like
Come on.
You got people, man.
Robin. You got Robin in that joint, you know? It's just like, yeah, come on.
You got people up in this. Like, it's a wild casting because, like, dude, how did this king get his black wife? Like, where'd she come from? Like, yeah. Everybody else is white. Like,
right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, okay, so let me say this as well, right? So I'm watching the movie, and then when she was thrown down into the dragon's lair, basically, right? Mm-hmm. Right at that point, I was like, this may go in a different direction that I'm not going to like. But then I was like, I started to understand her struggle. I got into her struggle. I got into her, you know, just wanting to escape, trying to escape.
She's just trying to live
and survive. Exactly.
I like that they didn't make her like I'm a boss queen and she's like doing one-liners. Like, she's just trying to survive.
Mm-hmm.
And she got thrown in a thing. And like, it wasn't too over the top, like all the her skill level. Mm-hmm. Like, all the damage she did to the dragon was because the dragon was taking it easy,
right?
Not paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she stabbed the dragon in the eye like that, but she got stabbed though in the process. She got jacked their ribs up.
Yeah.
So like it was a give and take. It wasn't ridiculous. Like, she's coming out of here with nothing, not even any scratches. Like, she got burned bad all over the place. Her leg, her arms, her chest, her shoulders.
But then
she got burnt up.
But then she realized that those little like glow worms can really heal her. And that's like how she healed before killing the dragon, because she said this to the dragon, we both got played.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm saying, like, normally when you do one of these movies, they do not let the heroine get anything happen to the heroine.
Right.
Heroine is not even dust is on her. Like, everything's chilling. Like, no, you got to take some L's and that's okay. You got to learn and you got to, like, she's running around the map and she's like, this area is safe, but this area is not. Like, she climbed up the thing. She's getting scratched up. Like, I appreciate that she took damage and she learned from each of the things that she did about what to do later on. Like, that's a movie's supposed to go.
Yeah.
Your hero is supposed to go on a journey and become a better person because of it. And so many movies right now do not have the heroine get, and I think that's one of the reasons why I like the movie, because this girl went through the fire literally. And, you know, like, and she wasn't a like annoying douchebag type of person.
I was about to say that. I was like, yo, this is someone. She was thrown down into the dragon's lair. And then she was clearly upset because that's just, she knew that she was just like betrayed. Yeah, yeah, right? Yeah.
She got
a little upset, right? But you know what? She wasn't kicking and screaming. She was like, listen, this is okay. I have to survive now. And I was like,
this is my struggle now.
I really appreciate that. You know, this is, again, this is a $70 million budget, people. Directors, showrunners, creators out there. This is a $70 million budget. Look how well done it was. Look at the storytelling. Look at the casting.
For me, as a moviegoer watching movies and TV shows, I want my star hero to go through something. I want them to learn. I want them to build character. But other thing too is that I like likable people. I don't need to be the word, like, perfect example of this is what's that movie? Captain Marvel. Captain Marvel is an awful human being for 2 hours of a movie. An awful person, unlikable person. She robs somebody, like the first 5 minutes of the movie is her robbing somebody, taking their stuff, and she took a motorcycle and a jacket, whatever. Like, you're not likable. Like, I don't wanna, and then like when they're going through something, I'm like, I don't feel sorry for you because you're not likable. I want my hero to be a nice person, or at least it have a reason for why they're a douchebag or why they're an anti-hero or whatever. Like, you gotta earn your stripes. And so many movies and TV shows today are just awful human beings that if I saw them in person, I would never want to be around them. You know, like, you, there's certain characters like, yo, I would like to, like Han Solo. I would get a beer with Han Solo in the cantina. I would. You can play the song, whatever. I'd get a drink with him. We hang out. We talk space stories. That'd be great. He's the likable person. At least he has characteristics of somebody that like, yo, I want to hang out with them. Or, you know, if they're like, yo, I'm down 20 space bucks. Yeah, you got any money? I'm like, yo, I got you, fam. You seem like a nice person. Like, yo, that's the, but I'm saying is like, there's so many characters that I'm like, if you were on fire, I wouldn't even, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't even think twice about whatever. Like, I would just let you burn. I'd probably watch, like, the guy's on fire. Yeah. That sucks. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is, that's a problem. Most people make terrible movies because of that aspect of it. You have awful people. They're not interesting. They're not likable. Just terrible.
Yeah. And it's also, it's also, you know, the fact that the father knew that his daughter was going to die, but he just wanted to save his people. You know, that little twist right there, I was like, that's kind of hardcore right there, dude.
I think it would be worse if he didn't have another daughter.
Yeah.
If he only had the one daughter and he did it, that'd be worse. But like that ancient time, those guys used to be like, oh yeah, well, I lost my daughter. Oh well, like I got another one. We'll just make some maybes right now. Let's go. Like,
and I also knew something was wrong when, like the rich the prince's family, right? They were she was basically like, you know what? I mean, no. This is just a marriage between them. I don't want to have anything to do with your family. You know, just get away from me. Dude, stay away. You're a peasant. Get away.
Bro. You want to yell racism, but like, nah, I don't think that's racism. She's just cold, man. Like,
that was just like
this poor timing for Angela Bassett. Like,
yeah. You know, and the other thing is this before we wrap it up, right? Okay, you've been doing this for generations, right? So you have to basically, you know, sacrifice.
Yeah, they took that. They took everything out of it. There's no feelings.
Like, it's just like three of your people. It's just like, okay, the dragon is just like, and all the dragon is doing is just like playing with these people. It's just like killing them, like squishing them, stepping on them. It's so easy to kill them. It's just like, you need, the dragon seems sort of smart and intelligent. Like, don't you want something more? You know, than just like three people every generation is just like, come
how
on,
long can like, you, I, this is the thing. After 100 years of that, I'd be like, ah, come on, man. Like
go get, I'll be like, go get me an Xbox so I can play Halo.
You know right? What like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I need something else. Like, I need to sweeten the deal, all right? Like, something. Yeah, like, you gotta give me Treasure 2 or something. There's no way I could take the three damsels every two. Like 10 years or whatever right. Thing's doing. There's no way. I, at some point, I'm like, you got to do something else.
Yeah. This is a pretty good movie. So what are you going to rate Danso? A Netflix original movie, pretty good, I thought, but what are you going to rate it?
I give it a 7.5. I thought it was good. It was watchable. I could probably watch it again. Like it was interesting. It was fun in some parts. The action was decent and, you know, special effects was good. Like, the story was interesting. Like, I did not feel, oh, this is boring. I got to sit through this movie. Just got to do a review on it. I was like, this is not bad. Mm-hmm. I didn't have a problem with it. I know, like, we're not, I don't think you and I are the particular group of people who are supposed to be watching this movie.
Yeah.
But which is all good though. Like, I mean, we got diversified, whatever, but like I liked it. I didn't mind it at all.
Right.
You know, what's your rating?
In one of the comments, someone said this is a Netflix way of trying to be Disney or trying to eat into Disney's like market share with these type of movies.
I can see that.
Yeah, I can see that as well. And you know what? Netflix may do it better. You know what I'm saying? For real. So
I do a lot of stuff better. I'll just say it.
I'm going to surprise you with this rating, but I'm giving it a 9. I really enjoyed this movie. Mm-hmm. You know, it was only an hour and 49, hour and 50 minutes.
That was
perfect. You know why? Because there was no walking and talking. Was there any walking and talking in this movie?
No walking and talking.
$70 million, showrunners, directors, creators, $70 million, an hour and 50 minutes. Mm-hmm. You know?
Very possible.
I thoroughly enjoyed this movie. I thought I would like get turned off once she was trying to escape from the cave. But I was like, yo, listen, this is pretty good. I watched it. I was like, you know what? Let me go get me something else to drink. I'm into this movie, you know?
I was into it the whole way through.
I was, and I think you can do a prequel or even a sequel. You could do that. But I don't know where the 6.1 came from. I guess, you know, people are into these adventure dragon type movies. And
I think everyone's jaded right now.
Yeah.
We need some joy in life because everyone's jaded.
Yeah. I'm giving this joint a 9. I really enjoyed it. I mean, like, everything was on point. Storytelling, effects, you know, just the visually pleasing, you know, the casting. It was dope. It was dope, man. You know, 9 for me.
It was done sincere. That's the thing I liked about it.
$70 million.
This is jokey or just like over the top. We're trying to be like, I'm a boss. Like, not, it was like, it was sincere.
Yeah.
Like they actually tried to make a good movie. So like, I like that.
Yeah. That was pretty good, man. All righty. Well, there you have it. Thanks for checking out another episode of the Behind the Groove podcast. I am Basil Barrington.
I am DJ Keel.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. And until next time, peace.
All right.